This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris.
Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code Do You Need a Ride at checkout and get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgariff.
We're coming at you live on a Super Bowl Sunday.
As we get onto the 170 freeway
yes.
north.
Apparently we found the only Super Bowl traffic. I guess this is just a line of cars of people that ran out of Tostitos liquefied queso.
Oh, that was because there was a freeway car accident. You don't see those that often. Did you see that car?
No.
Oh, yeah. That guy was just stopped in the middle of the freeway walking around. Well, someone just hit his car.
Well, he seems disoriented. We should probably go at least wander around with him so he doesn't feel like such an outcast.
That's a good idea, so he's not embarrassed.
Yeah, just wander around.
We're also in shock.
The middle of a freeway.
Yeah, just kind of walk in. Well, he actually was getting something out of his trunk, but didn't seem appropriate.
It's probably just a gun. He's like, I've had enough of this. Now's as good a time as any. Walter.
Super Bowl Sunday, baby.
He named his gun Walter. I have not watched. I've watched the beginning of the game. I'm on a commercial, and I want it to air during the Super Bowl. I'm not sure why.
What commercial?
It's a Subway commercial.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm reacting to a crazy news person who thinks that something called Submageddon is occurring. It's really just a crowd of people at a Subway excited about the $6 footlongs. But this news person who is not playing the straight man because she is just in winter clothes, and she said there's, you know, it's putting stress on the sidewalk, things like that. And I walk out and I look at her like, well, there's a crazy news lady, and I get in the car. I don't say anything.
Oh, but you do a lot of face acting.
Yes,
and maybe a little backing you turn around to get into the car.
And a little backknee, because I'm shirtless in the scene.
That's the secret you brought on stage with you, is that you have backknee.
You always have to bring something to your character, and I brought mine, some backknee.
Just sores, maybe open weeping sores on your back.
The first thing I said to the director is, I feel this character should be shirtless. He said, let's do it.
He said, I want to play with it. Let's play with the scene.
Yeah. He said, play with it. Riff, if you will.
That's awesome. But just with your eyes.
It was fun. It's funny, though, you do something like that, and I've never gotten so many people texting me and saying, oh, did I just see you in a Subway ad?
It's exciting. I see my friends very often in commercials, and I shout it out when I see it.
Should I go right or left?
I think left.
There's graffiti on the sign, which I think that it's important as a graffiti artist to establish ownership of a sign. I understand that. You want to have as many signs on your turf as possible. But
is that true?
I don't know what those lunatics are thinking. I just need to know north or south. And you put Z-Boy.
This Sherman Way is Z-Boy's area,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, it's, I hope we don't run into him.
Got me, too.
Ugh, spray you right in the face.
What if he is actually shaped like a Z, like he has terrible posture, and he's always kneeling?
That's why they call me Z-Boy, because of my scoliosis.
Don't say anything about my brace. He starts crying.
I'm sorry. I'm going to turn off my thing.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, let's all agree, you and I and the audience, let's not take phone calls during this episode.
Yeah, can we please? I'm sorry to be like a stickler about rules, but that goes for you at home.
Yeah, everybody.
Please.
Please.
No phone calls.
We're begging. Do not pause this.
This has
to happen real time.
Even if it seems urgent and was prefaced by a text that says, please pick up when I call. Oh my God, there's so much blood.
Yes.
Do not answer the phone.
Just let us have our time with you.
It's an important episode.
This is the episode where we figure it out.
Yeah. And oh, you have to be all selfish and talk to your meemaw.
N-O. Dun, dun, dun. N-O. What was that song?
I don't know the N-O song. I'm sorry. I hate it when I bail on you like this.
Comedically, you're supposed to say you do know the song no matter what.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
I N-O'd you.
I know. It's against the rules of improv. I actually don't really know what song I'm singing either.
Well, I'm going to have you re-sing it and hold my Shazam up to your face.
Oh, good idea.
Then I'm going to do something with that phone app. I'm going to be such a great dad.
No,
just jokes like that.
But...
It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so much fun.
Guys, I do really want to describe the skyline right now, because it's kind of like the sun has gone down, but the sky is still yellow, turning blue.
I think that's a mauve. Am I wrong?
No, mauve is more purple.
Yeah, purplish gray. I was testing you.
Oh, okay.
Karen,
did I win?
I went to art school, yes. Thank you.
Right.
You won. You won.
I won everything?
Yeah, you won everything.
I won art school, mm-hmm. even though I never went to, I flunked out of college.
You won a degree from art school.
Congratulations. Now, did you get a degree from art school?
I have a bachelor's degree in fine arts with an emphasis in drawing.
Is that true?
Yes, yes.
So, that's crazy. I didn't know that about you.
Yes, I could put a B after my name that stands for bachelor. I think, technically, I can.
Until you get married.
Yeah, well,
and then you have to rip up all of your educational certificates.
Yep.
So sad.
Mm-hmm. Or keep them in the den, the only place where I can be myself.
Ugh, the den cave. Do you think that man caves are out at this point?
The phrase? I hope.
I mean, like, just the concept of it. Do you think that's out? Do you think feminism has beaten down man caves?
I hate to bring this news, but I don't think so. I think man caves are here to stay, Karen.
I understand that men want to get away.
It's weird, and I don't care about football, but there is something missing, because I know I'm missing the game, and I have thought about it a few times.
Like, you wish you knew what was going on.
I wish I had friends, and I wish that we were all sitting and watching, you know, peripherally watching this football game.
Should we set some goals for next year? Is it this time next year?
This time next year exactly, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl.
You're gonna watch the Super Bowl.
And before that, find friends.
Yeah, you have a full year to find friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really suggest that you don't just look for football friends, because that might take you down a path you don't want to walk down, per se.
Yeah, and then no one's going to bring elegant dishes, which is important.
No, they'll just be roided out and snapping everything in half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, keep your eyes open.
Don't get a bunch of Slim Jim buddies?
No, don't. The amount of salt that'll be at that party if you only have Slim Jim friends is dangerous. I don't want to think about it.
No, we're all going to leave with kidney stones.
Yeah.
I think that's what a kidney stone is. It's a salt deposit, if I'm not mistaken.
I heard that kidney stones are... They're tiny pieces of beef jerky.
Oh, that is...
With fingernails growing around the outside. God. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. That's like an Aqua Ting Hunger Force. Aqua Ting Hunger Force. Ting, yes. That's what it used to be. Originally, it was supposed to be in Jamaica. Aqua Ting Hunger Force, man.
And what would the theme song sound like of that episode?
It would sound like... Boom, boom, boom. It's a piece of beef jerkies! Jerk chicken? Who you calling a jerk? Right? Oh, God, I can't wait to embarrass kids.
You are going to... I'm so embarrassed right now, and I'm incredibly old.
One time, my dad, it was like a parent-teacher conference or something. He pulled his pants up, and I do believe... I recall him falling downstairs on purpose. Just to make the other kids' parents laugh.
Oh, that's genius.
Yeah. Even acted hurt. People ran over. Are you okay, Mr. Fairbanks? Then they got it right in the face with a squirting flower.
And no one ever caught on that cute, big, huge daisy that he was wearing pinned to a t-shirt was a squirting flower. No one knew.
Everyone he met, he said, oh, this, don't mind this. I'm just into gardening. Or am I, squirt?
Squirt.
Right in the eye. Right in the open eye.
Good times.
Yeah, they were the best of times.
So the next big light, you're going to go right.
Okay, cool.
We're heading over to Jackie Cation's house. She's done us the huge favor of being on this podcast with us. We love her, and she's one of our favorite guests.
Yes.
But also, it is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're cutting into a national holiday.
I think if...
not this one.
If the Green Bay Packers were in the Super Bowl, she would not be available. But like a lot of
That's
people...
That's right.
You know?
No one cares about these teams.
Today is the Denver Broncos. The Fighting Broncos are going pitted against the North Carolina Lurking Ravens.
Panthers.
Yes, that was a... see? There we go. Now everyone knows for sure that I don't follow football.
Well, but you will next year.
Mm-hmm. Who are the Ravens?
Baltimore?
Ah, yes.
And I don't also follow football, but I just had to work on that pilot where it was all sports.
The quarterback is Joe Flacco for the Ravens. Just so I can all of a sudden gain back some points.
Okay, that's gonna get you pretty far.
I only know that because I was in a Tostitos commercial.
Oh, that's right.
Where I drop a bag of chips, and right when I bend over to get him, he sees it as an opportunity to confuse it for a hike, and he gets behind me. He goes, Blue 42, and I just say, time out. It's a funny
because
moment.
Because his hands are on your balls?
Yes, because I'm homophobic. My character was homophobic.
Sure. Well, or just maybe... You know, there is that thing where you just maybe don't want people's hands near your junk.
You know, that is what the thing was, because I'm not saying I wasn't attracted to the man.
Yeah, I remember you talking about what a true specimen he was.
He was a physical specimen and very disarming. He was shy. And I guess I'll add handsome.
Why not?
Why wouldn't I? Probably should have been the first thing I mentioned.
That's kind of a given, though, because I think we talked about this on that episode, but... Those people who have dedicated their lives to sports are gorgeous simply by the fact that they don't have an ounce of fat on their body.
Right.
They're just what cardio looks like as a person.
I'm gonna look like that one day. I'm gonna get a new hip, and I'm going to. Oh, should I turn left?
Not here. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize we were there.
Okay.
Sorry, we're trying to be tricky about how to specifically get to Jackie's house. And in doing so, I'm almost making Chris crash this
it's
car.
It's quite all right.
It's just how we do it. Once again, Chris is driver and sound man.
Today, Grandpa, I just said that to a 20-year-old. Okay, here we go.
It's always the Ford Aerostars.
It is. Now there's an American car.
That's exactly what you've been looking for.
Aerostar. Oh, nuts. Today, wrinkles. Good Lord. Okay, and this is familiar. I feel like we're in Cation territory.
Yeah, it's a real suburban part of, I think this is Van Nuys, technically. Or I can say the city, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We are going to have a great time. I don't want to spoil anything, but she, I think, wants to talk about Girl Scouts.
Oh.
So I'll save everything I have to say about that for that moment.
Good idea.
If she doesn't mention it, I'm going to bring it up. Don't you worry.
Good plan. I just actually had coffee with Jackie the other day.
Oh, really? What did you talk about?
Well, I can't... I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh.
It's down one more.
Okay.
But Aaron Foley and I, who's another great comic, who also... God damn it. Oh, no, I'm right. Sorry. It's here.
Okay.
I went to coffee with Aaron Foley, and as I'm texting her to tell her I'm late, which I always am, she's saying, well, it's fine because Jackie Cation's already here. So then we all had coffee together.
Oh, wow.
It was wonderful.
That sounds fun.
We could just pull up and just start honking.
Yeah, let's just
honk. Oh, look it. She's like, just waiting. She's just sitting on her front porch waiting.
Oh, my goodness, she is. This is almost embarrassing.
Well, it'll be fine. What, did she expect us to be here sooner?
Yes. Everyone always is. We're always late.
Oh, all right.
We are always late. It's hard. I had to get gas. I had to get batteries.
Hi.
We're sorry. We're late.
We're finally here.
She's upset. She's upset.
No, she's not.
No, she's not.
Did you get to see Beyonce?
I did not get to see Beyonce.
Why not?
I don't care.
Oh. Okay, good. It wasn't a...
I want to care.
No one took it away from you.
No.
Good. That's what I'm checking on. That we didn't ruin your evening.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Hi,
Jackie.
Jackie.
Sorry, but just things came up. We had to get batteries. We had to get gas. We had to get gas and batteries.
We had to get our shit together.
There's books in back here. That's perfect.
Yeah, if you get bored, don't be afraid to
don't
just...
Don't be afraid to read a book about Elvis.
And then is there a little mic next to you? Mm. Or did I blow that?
You blew it, brother. You got a light? Any sort of lighting situation? I got a pen. I got a book about Elvis.
Oh, you just tapped it. Oh, it is right under your...
Right here?
This item right here.
Okay.
Possibly too loud?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn that down. There we go.
This is what I sound like when I was talking.
There she is. Jackie Cation,
Jackie
everybody.
Jackie Cation, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for getting inside the Honda.
Hi.
This is a beautiful Honda.
Isn't
I love
it nice?
The Elvis Costello unfaithful music. He is a little unfaithful, that Elvis Costello.
Is that true?
I have a book back there.
Yeah, he doesn't stick to the script.
No,
he's like, dude, you were a ska guy, weren't you? Or what was his buzz?
I think, what was his buzz, Daddy-O?
Jackie's into jazz.
I think he was one of those ska cats, wasn't he?
Was he? I listened to that My Aim Is True business. Was that him?
Yep.
All right.
Yep, you're right on.
Life, you guys. But
huge fan.
Weirdly enough, I'm going to see him.
Are you really?
In April, yeah.
I would love to see him. I'm a big, big fan.
You have to go to Orange County. That's where he's being kept. Do you guys have coffee?
In a cage.
Yeah, do you need coffee?
Yeah, let's go get some coffee.
Okay. Let us.
Right. We should have brought you some. Sorry.
No, I need to actually... Because it's Super Bowl Sunday, you guys.
That's right.
And
So what the hell?
What's the journey going to be like? You guys, what's going to happen?
There's less traffic. I found that so far people are driving at a Super Bowl rate, which is nonchalant.
Hey, if you guys see something, say something.
Yeah,
huh?
I am.
If there's an LED readout somewhere on a highway that tells you that if someone's driving drunk, if you could narc on them quick.
No matter what you see, tell somebody. Yeah, even if it's boring.
I saw a guy
anecdote.
In shorts. I saw a T-Mobile store.
Have you guys seen? Look, sometimes there's one of those floppy things here on this corner. See the tiny...
Should I turn right or...
Yeah, turn right.
Oh, let's do it. Oh, there's a human. She's on her way to an after party for the Super Bowl.
Look at this. Bring it, lady. We're across the street from My Papa K. Rico. It used to be a check cashing place, and now it is a grilled chicken place.
Oh.
It's really good.
It looks
honestly.
Good.
And you could still cash a check, probably.
I like... There's pictures on the sign...
Always a good sign.
They looked like, was that an army man on the sign for a chicken restaurant?
I don't think it was an army man.
Okay.
I think it's army guy. That's
true. Oh, I see.
You're going to hang a right up here to
I'm
go to
gonna
the,
do it.
The Starbucks.
Nice. Two Starbucks in an hour.
two Starbucks. Oh, that's right. You guys just went.
We should have texted ahead for your order.
For my order.
We are very selfish.
I thought you guys were giving me a ride to Starbucks.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, that's totally what's happening.
You did mention coffee beans. Did you want to buy beans in bulk? Can you do that at Starbucks?
Yeah, you can. You could buy beans.
What if you like when you're more of a person who prefers ground?
Oh, I have them grind them. I have a grinder,
but it
was a short-lived day when I wanted to grind my own beans and sort of live that life.
That ended quickly?
That ended very quickly.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a pain.
You don't expect the whole lifestyle that goes along with it.
Yeah, there's a huge commitment tiny handfuls of beans and then grinding and then a mess. And then
coffee
the
dust, yep.
You have
coffee
to wear dust. A lot of itchy, shake. Itchy
That's what
smocks.
The kids call it. Don't we call it shake?
Oh, yeah. And shake. Gold panners, too.
Yep. That's right. Drug addicts.
Right. They all call it that.
They all do. I use a coffee grinder on beans, and it's very loud.
It's super loud.
It's
That's the other thing.
So obnoxious.
You know that Andy Kindler has one of those bulbs? Those water bulb things that you see at, like, Intelligentsia?
Ooh.
What is...
He's got a fancy coffee situation going on.
Like a pour-over deal?
But more than that. There was a word he... It's an upcoming episode of The Dork Forest. Feel free to listen to Andy Kindler talk to me about what I can only say... It sounds like a beaker of some sort.
Oh, yes. Okay. Is it a clover machine? I'm just going to keep guessing what I know.
I think it's a four-leaf clover machine. And it's super lucky. If you can get it. And all of a sudden, you have the best coffee in the world.
Did he just tell you about it, or did you see it?
No, he just told me about it. It was me, him, and Bobby Tisdale. And Bobby Tisdale wanted to talk about breakfast, so Andy Kindler went off on a coffee jag that lasted a good 20 minutes. It's pretty great.
I like when he goes off on jags. I once heard him go off on a jag about the TV show Jag.
Ugh.
And that never ended. It seemed like it was never going to end.
Much like the TV show Jag. Did you know
that
little known, a spinoff, NCIS?
Oh,
that's
really?
Right. Because it's
just
all
kidding.
Military mysteries.
I would have thought that NCIS was its own
Sprung
independent
from its,
vehicle.
From the mind of Zeus?
Yeah.
By itself.
You know why you think that? Because Mark Harmon, baby, he's the be-all, end-all.
I believe I read somewhere that he is the highest paid actor in television.
That would make sense. Because NCIS has been on for at least 10 years.
13 years.
Is that true?
A long time. Long time it's been on.
I wanted to find out that you were a crazy huge fan of NCIS.
I am actually a fan of NCIS.
I am too. I watched a ton of them one year I laid on the couch for.
And
I
on
think
USA,
one straight year.
Back
and
to back
it.
To back to back. Yep. Four in a row.
And then one
Every
time.
Every afternoon starting at 3 p.m.
Yeah. The guy.
Comedy Lifestyle.
The funny guy.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is in real life.
Oh, the haircut?
Yeah, haircut.
Okay.
And the girl that's from the...
Israel?
Yep.
Yep.
The two of them, we ate breakfast when they were at Hugo's one day.
Okay.
They were wearing
wow.
very fancy clothes.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, I saw them in those clothes on the cover of TV Guide magazine.
Well, they were going for... gutsy stuff to eat before a shoot.
I know.
Or do you think it was after?
It could have been after. I think it was after because they had very light, a light-hearted energy about them. They seemed to be relaxed.
Could have been after. Let me tell you about this strip mall.
Okay.
Guys, before we should sit here and talk to us.
It has a
yes,
lot of,
I love it.
This Koyushu ramen place next to this Hanabishi Japanese place.
Yeah.
Is all one place. Toto's African Cuisine, by the way. Oh my God, you guys,
it rains.
Open.
Toto's African Cuisine?
I love that it's called Toto's. I mean, that's an inside joke, isn't it?
Inside what, though? Inside Africa?
Well,
inside
Toto has a song called Africa, right?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That it is. All I know is that the one time I went to the African Cuisine, I've never seen it open since, but they had a dish that was, get this, it was a bowl full of chicken legs.
Just a bowl of legs?
No.
Chicken legs sticking out of a broth. Leg up. Leg up, you guys.
No.
Yeah.
Did you eat that?
Oh, yeah. I'll eat a chicken.
But did it still have the talons?
No.
That's what I imagined,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. It was drumsticks. It was just drumsticks.
I don't know why I had... I think it's almost racist that we assume the talons were attached.
I think you were definitely...
I guess it is my racism.
Was it from an outdoor wagon? Were you also buying edited DVDs? Were there
in,
a lot of soldiers nearby?
Whenever you walk into Toto's African Cuisine... a 12-year-old hands you a bag of Starbursts and you have to watch Rambo. No, that's all I know about the boy soldiers. It was terrible.
And then blood diamonds.
And then blood diamonds.
That's the only thing I can add.
And then apartheid again.
Again?
Again with the apartheid.
It's bullshit.
We're parked in front of an overpriced Thai place.
And we're around a bunch of dudes that no doubt vape and have hoverboards.
Yeah.
It's so misleading. I have to talk about these little glow-in-the-dark segues that are called hoverboards.
Yeah.
They aren't hoverboards.
No.
That would be a skateboard from Back to the Future that
would
hovers.
Hover.
Hoverboard, it's a new Segway thing, and it comes with a vape pen.
Essentially, it's a Segway without the scooter.
Without
part.
Arms,
yeah.
Without the...
But sorry, does it really come with a vape pen? That's your joke.
Everyone that I see on them is also vaping. I've seen it multiple times. They glow in the dark.
Vaping... Oh, glow-in-the-dark vape pen.
You have to have a vape pen that glows the same color as your glow-in-the-dark hoverboard.
What's the mist that you're sucking up nicotine?
It's vapor, but I think oftentimes it is closely related to antifreeze, as far as I've...
Oh, you can only hope. I remember my introduction to vaping was front row of some comedy club. Dude in slippers. And then blew his pomegranate mist in my face. And it was pomegranate flavored, and I was like, not okay. Not okay, I don't care.
And that man was Owen Wilson. Why? Why would you do it? Because of Zoolander 2?
Oh, wow, Zoolander
2. Wait a minute. Okay, can you guys remind me, did Owen Wilson attempt suicide?
Yes.
When?
It was probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
I was at a party once.
You should turn this off, right?
What's that?
Turn it off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, Owen Wilson showed up with Luke Wilson, and they have a third brother at this party. Someone took their picture, and the third brother that isn't in a lot of movies punched the guy in the face.
Whoa.
Really? Yeah, don't take pictures of my brother. And the guy was like, it's my house, it's a party, and some famous people showed up, so I thought I'd take a picture of them. I wasn't, this kid didn't know that he had just... attempted suicide. So,
right,
you know what?
Like a paparazzi.
I'm the first one to come at you with some negative Wilson news.
Yeah, but that's just that third brother. Imagine his life.
Well, yeah. I don't think Owen and Luke were like, you shouldn't have done that, older brother. They were like, yeah. And then they left.
The Chris Hemsworth guy has the third brother.
Oh, really? What's he look like?
He looks exactly like the other two dreamboats.
He just must not be as unshakably talented.
I think he's like 17.
Oh,
so
okay.
Any minute now, he's going to grow 4 more inches and become the hottest guy who isn't his own brother.
I always think about in those like hot guy families, acting families.
Yeah.
I always think about their mother's best friend's family. There was probably some dorky girl that had to go eat dinner at their house all the time.
For years.
That was just like literally on fire with shame and embarrassment, being and even just sitting at the table.
Just horrified that, and then secretly dreaming that one day one of them might one day notice her.
Yes,
and then never happens.
It's like, we can't go to the Hemsworths. I have a sit, mommy. Please, no. Put your dress. Put your jumper on. We're going to the Hemsworths.
We hang out with them all the time. And is there any way that I can get a diuretic before we go, mommy?
We have to go to the lake with them again. Can you imagine? Or just the Owen, the Wilson brothers?
I can't imagine. River Phoenix and his brother Tree or whatever.
Aww.
Joaquin and
who used to be Leaf. I think that's probably
Leaf
what you were thinking of.
That's what I was thinking of. I'm in show business. But I'm not in the show business part that knows who anyone is.
Mm-hmm. I prefer to stay behind the scenes. That's where all the good
gossip
is.
You're the Carl Rove of show business. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A puppeteer.
I'm the Rove McManus of America.
You're the... McLaughlin Report. Wait a minute. I'm just trying to riff now.
It's
all
okay.
Fell apart.
I want to apologize right now. I've been so quiet. I get when it's twilight. Like, is it twilight? It's almost dark. It's nighttime.
Yep.
I get so nervous in the car.
Do you? Oh, like because the light
isn't
changes.
Just my podcast character. I get. I mean, I'm sweating from just changing lanes and getting into this lot, and I'm just now starting to feel like myself.
Well, and also you're doing two, maybe even three things right now.
Yeah. Well,
you were.
I am kind of multitasking, but only in my brain, which is even worse because there's nothing I can do to change anything.
Hey, there's a football game playing in the background. Did you see that?
Oh, look.
Oh,
that,
hey.
It's the Broncos. Wow, we're watching the Super Bowl.
I love it.
We're
amazing.
Watching the Super Bowl. Oh,
in
looks
the parking
like
lot.
50th year.
Right now, and I don't want to, well, it's not a spoiler. This will come out tomorrow. Denver is up to 16. Carolina trailing behind at 7.
We
are
in the
just 5 minutes of the third quarter.
Oh, fumble.
We have missed the halftime show. There has been a fumble.
Oh,
right now they are they're scrambling around it. It looks like he's been stung by bees. There's a guy was digging his face into the ground like he was a dog covered in bees. But everything's okay, and I assume he wasn't covered in bees.
No. Yeah, this is the way to watch the game.
It is the way to
this
watch the
way
game.
Is. Through your car. This is like a drive-in.
So we're near this unmarked coffee place. Did you really want to go in and get some grounds? We can, like, pause.
Yeah, we'll pause it for you.
And it'll be a moment where I put an advertisement.
Yeah, we'll do our commercial here.
Oh, that'll be kind of nice. I'll be right back.
We'll do it right here.
Okay, I shall return.
And we're back.
I just want to cough into it before, right when you...
Yeah.
I think we caught. I
tail end of the cuff.
That's people like podcasts to be real and gritty and.
It's verite, is what they call it.
Oh, God.
So Jackie bought some beans. How did you make your choices in there? Is there anything exciting?
Here's what happened. Here's the most exciting thing. I said, "Do you guys have any Indonesian coffee?"
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, "Well, we have Kenya. Is that Indo?" And I said, no. And he said, then I don't think so. And I said, okay, that's all right. And then he comes back in like 3 seconds and he goes, is Sumatra? And I was like, yeah, that's in Indonesia. And the other barista goes, see, the great thing about this job, you learn your geography. It's nice.
Did he really say that?
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, he did. He totally busted on his coworker.
Oh, that's terrific.
Very positive.
That's the one thing I miss about being a barista is everyone was busting each other's balls.
And insurance.
Plus there was the dental nice. That came along
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a miracle, but Starbucks actually provides benefits for their employees. Imagine.
Right?
Imagine.
I can't, actually. I haven't had anything with any sort of benefits in a dozen years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're on your own with that.
Hey, this guy has a tiny prop fuel can.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's just a prop. It's tiny.
Yeah, there's no nozzle on it. And,
right, there's no way that's actually to be used.
No.
And he's coming our way next.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen, is it?
No.
I'm going to stare over at the CVS sign like I'm trying to read something small on it.
Oh, that guy's... Oh, he just got a buck.
Sure he did.
Of course he did. Oh, now he's looking in there. What
he's
else he got in there?
Aggressive.
Can
now
I have a bite?
Give him the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Can I have a bite?
Can I have a bite of that sandwich?
Thank God the it's green. We don't have to watch...
Ignore that you're in the road, for God's sake.
Those people, you always hear those stories of, like, how people that panhandle like that make, like, $2,000 a day.
Right.
Right.
I just keep that in mind. I like to tell myself that. It makes me feel better when I don't pay them.
It is weird, even though we do have a guy, we could take a little drive-by. There's a guy who lives in front of my 7-Eleven. I think about him every time someone spends $80 on their dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, people do say that, and I tend to think, no, they don't.
Well,
but,
and the humiliation of begging might be worth $2,000
right.
a day.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, it's like you're earning that. And there was one time, though, that I saw
I'd hang a right.
The Venice rollerblading guitar guy.
he's famous. I mean, he's big.
He had a very nice car. He was getting into a very nice Mercedes.
Yeah, that guy works a good 8-12-hour days, though.
Yeah, and he's talented.
I haven't
in
seen
two,
him lately.
In two ways.
And play the guitar.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay health-wise. I haven't seen him for a while.
When I lived in San Francisco, we lived in the Upper Haight, and I would pass by kids, like punk rock kids who were sitting on the sidewalk begging, and really obnoxious about it, too. And one time, and I was walking home from my second job of taking the bus from it, and walked by a kid, watched him beg, and then get up and get into an Audi and drive home.
Wow.
Because they're just like Marin, some of them are like Marin punk rock kids that are like fuck you, Mom. I'm going to go into the city for the day.
Yeah, the homeless by choice thing. I didn't know that was a thing. I saw that in a lot in Austin. Also, I saw a bunch of...
I think it was invented in San Francisco, but I saw it in Minneapolis. My sister said we were living together. We both had the two of the shittiest jobs in the world. And she came home to her apartment with our third roommate. And she said, hey, a kid tried to panhandle me uptown today in Minneapolis. And he was wearing Doc Martens. So I said, I'll give you $5 for your Doc Martens. And he went... You know how much she's cost? She goes, yeah. Yeah, that is why I would give you dime none.
Yeah. Sell your nose ring if you're so broke.
And, it's true.
Yeah, and the tattoo thing. Tattoos are very expensive. I think there was a point where I wanted a bunch of tattoos. Sometimes.
Did you ever get any?
No, they're very expensive.
They're expensive.
Tattoos.
And permanent.
And
super
yes.
Super permanent.
Yeah, and so I never did get any. So when a kid that's like got full sleeves... listen, $800 arms.
Yeah, for real.
Clearly you're not using your money for education.
Right.
Right.
Unless there's, very sought-after literature written on your arms.
Do you guys have theoretical tattoos? I've recently come up with sort of the joke, but not a joke. Like, if I were a different person entirely, I would have gotten this tattoo. How about you? You guys got any tattoos?
I have mine.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Is it a butterfly on your lower back?
It is a salmon on my lower back.
Is it really?
I was super drunk. This story is boring and I've told it 1,000 times. But basically, I was with my tattoo friends who had lots of tattoos. And they're like, let's go get tattoos. And we were going to get Pogue Mahone written on our asses, which is Gaelic for kiss my ass. Uh-huh. We thought that would be very funny.
Yes.
And when we got to the tattoo place, the tattoo artist was like, no, I would have to make that really big for it to be readable. And it'll look crazy. And no, I won't give you that tattoo. So everybody had a plan B, except for me, Drunkles. And so I was like, it'll be funny if I just get a salmon tattooed, like out of the fish
book?
And game book, where yes. It literally is. It is the sticker that's on the yeah. truck cabs.
Oh,
where if like there's a fisherman, it's like I like to fish for salmon. It's
I know
that
you think
salmon.
You've told the story thousands of times, but I've never heard that.
You've
yeah.
never heard it?
That's neither have I. Story. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's now that's what I have, and it just kind of looks like an old varicose vein that's luckily in the shape of a fish. Horrible, terrible mistake. Dumb. Only regrets from the moment it happened.
Just a really lucky grease-shaped oil burn.
It just looks.
Too bad it doesn't look like Jesus now.
Right?
Right?
But you know what it is? It's the reminder that I should probably never start drinking again because that's the kind of shit I do when I'm drunk.
Right. I soberly got a Band-Aid tattooed on over a mistake tattoo that I got with someone.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
I have a Band-Aid on my ankle. Oh. And I always thought it might be kind of funny to have Band-Aids tattooed on my knees and elbows.
Yeah, it is kind of.
So that would be my joke thing. If I ever got it, I would get Band-Aids on my elbows and knees. Or
what
knees
I think
and
is
elbows.
Funny, though, is we know people who would do that. And it's that kind of thing where comedians are always like, but this would be the funny thing to get. It's like, yeah, but then there's the rest of your life.
Right.
Like, you have to go to a funeral with, Band-Aids on your elbows or whatever.
It's dark enough.
Yeah.
Right. You'll be wearing tights and... I said the word hose.
Hose.
Because I'm a million years old.
That's right.
Can I get my coin purse out? And then my pocketbook is stuck behind this.
Do you have any certs in there?
I
love certs.
I could really use some Retsin.
I thought for a minute that if I would have been drunk and we got tattoos in 1994, I think I actually would have gotten Nightwolf. From Mortal Kombat tattooed on my leg.
That's amazing.
What does he look like?
He's
or she?
Native American.
Okay.
And he has a green glowing tomahawk.
Oh.
And he is not in it. I would be an entirely different person, I think. I think if a tattoo could change somebody, if I'd gotten on my calf a tattoo of Nighthawk from Ultimate Mortal Kombat or Mortal Kombat 3...
What would be the difference, Jack? Just give me some highlights of your day.
I think I would have become a Sandinista rebel.
Oh!
I think I would have gone to Nicaragua. I would pronounce it Nicaragua. And I would, I'd be fighting for justice.
Your thirst for justice would be unquenchable.
Now, is Nicaragua in Indonesia?
It is wow. right next to Kenya.
Do they just have over good by Nebraska?
Well, the funny thing is that everyone, the manager at a bank, has tattoos on his neck now.
Yeah.
So
sure.
It really, I don't think it matters anymore.
It's Talk about some dark hose, though.
I would have needed
some dark hose.
The tallest of turtlenecks could not help you.
Yeah.
My brother, I've told this story 1,000 times. My brother Scott got him and his buddy. You know when you're little and your sister says, I'd turn around now and go back up the street.
Okay. Okay, cool.
My sister, when I was very little, she said, hey, let's cut each other's hairs. And then she cut my hair. And then she said, no, I don't think it's a good idea to cut my hair.
Just real quick, that story is every older sister, younger sister story. You just substitute the nouns. They do that to you over and over. You never learn.
Never. It is a Lucy and Charlie Brown moment.
Constant.
And it is.
No, I don't feel like it anymore. It's classic. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
And so my brother Scott did that with tattoos with a buddy of his when he was 14. And so Scott, altar boy, wanted a cross on one shoulder. And he has since, and his buddy, 14-year-old buddy, put a plus sign on his left shoulder.
Because he was agnostic.
That's funny.
Because he was a mathematician.
Yes, it was. And Scott has since gotten that fixed and had turned into a very beautiful Armenian cross, if such can be said.
Yes, yes.
On a 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
Gorgeous
but
cross.
You know what has never been able to be corrected? Hang a left.
Okay.
What has never been able to be corrected is the fact that his buddy tattooed, and Scott must have asked for it, Scott's name on his right arm.
No!
Down his bicep.
What?
His own name, Scott. S-C-O-T-T. And there's no way to fix that. There's no way to... There's
Wait, Scott enough. Got Scott's name, or Scott made his friend get
no,
Scott's
Scott
name?
No, Scott got Scott's name.
Oh,
and then I said, and then
his own name.
What did you, right?
His own name.
His own name. His own. I mean, it would have been different if Scott was in love with his buddy when they were 14, but it was not so. Scott.
Oh.
And so he hasn't been able to fix that one. But to Is my knowledge, he did not get to do his buddy.
My friends, I have two friends at home in Montana. They always bet on, and of course, it's like college football or something that. Doesn't matter, but they have one of them has a tattoo of him going behind the other guy, like in Ghost, and he's throwing a pot.
He it's has like, that tattoo.
Yes,
on
and the other has a My Little Pony with that guy's face on his thigh. Like they have to get tattoos
if they lose the bet.
Oh yeah, they and it's expensive, and they have to pay for it themselves.
And it's because of a football game.
Yes.
Right, all of those things.
These are men, grown men with children and teaching jobs.
I'm telling you, though.
And it's great.
If I met a guy and he was like, can I show you this tattoo? And he opened it up and it was him and his friend in the ghost position, I would be like, I'm deeply in love with you.
Right.
I need you in my life.
You both would fall in love with Lance Hughes immediately.
Lance Hughes?
Fair
enough. Does he have blonde hair?
No, he's a bit of a redhead.
Oh.
He's a bit of a redhead.
Is he a bit of a redhead, though?
Got a spot of red. And he's a big supporter of our podcast.
Oh, hi.
Oh,
wait.
Hi, Lance.
I basically just told Lance Hughes I loved him.
Yeah, well.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Won't he be surprised?
Hi. Father of seven. Finally.
Father of three. They're great kids. You're going to love them. You're going to love them, Karen.
I just got mom smoking outside. What? Who did I marry?
Excuse me.
It's quite all right.
Thank you.
Jackie, I like this area. It's kind of roomy.
It is roomy, and it's crying out for gentrification. So if anybody has millions of dollars and really wants to open up some sort of bubble coffee shop next to a...
Bail bondsman.
Next to a bail... Happy Dogs. When I got my last DUI, you guys, I went to Happy Dogs when I was... When I was done being sentenced.
Jackie, when you say last, do you mean most recent or the final one?
Hopefully, both of those two.
That's funny.
How many have you had?
Just two.
I can't imagine you getting a DUI? And now that's me being judgmental. Well, I can imagine me getting one, and I never have gotten one.
Well,
I'm drunk right now.
The thing is, I drove drunk every day of my life.
Yeah.
Until I didn't. Until the second DUI.
Until the last day you drove drunk?
Yeah, until the last day when I had had 8 shots of Rumpelmans and 11 beers in the Improv in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie the bartender. Aww. And his tumbler glass full of Rumpelmans. Yeah, which is essentially just what was it?
It was clear toothpaste?
It was
in
yeah,
glass.
It was peppermint schnapps.
Yeah.
And Goldschlager.
It's 180 proof.
Yeah.
And it's Goldschlager-esque.
It's a dangerous beverage, yes.
It's Jägermeister-esque.
God.
And I had learned from my first DUI, when this guy pulled me over on Laurel Canyon, right off of Laurel Canyon, he said, "Ma'am, have you been drinking?" And I said, "A lot, but I'm okay."
Oh, that's the best.
It's,
We're gonna kill him with honesty?
Well, the previous DUI, the guy had pulled me over and said, "Ma'am, have you been drinking?" And I said, "I am drunk."
Oh.
And he was like, "Wow."
So it was an improvement.
"Could you please step out of the field?"
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yes, of course.
Good for you, just blurting honesty.
I mean, yeah, why prolong it?
No filter. I don't have a filter sober. Can you imagine drunk? Holy smokes.
Wait, did you stop drinking entirely?
Yes.
Yeah.
I stopped drinking entirely.
Yeah.
I thought, if I drink anything, this is probably going to end in tears.
It or driving, which
right.
you seem
I
to love.
I love to work heavy machinery once I start drinking. And then the officers of the law get involved and close to $10,000.
That's
a great time to try my hand at a tractor.
Yeah. Well, you know, the DUI does not affect like lawnmowers and farm.
Oh no.
Oh, good.
Weed eat all you want.
That's it. You can drive your putt-putt to the local bar in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Good.
Once you gotten a couple of DUIs.
You get those under your belt.
I've not gotten and don't believe we'll ever get one. Now it's easier to avoid them because you have Uber and things like that.
Yeah. Yep.
And
yeah,
I'm sure. An active beverage haver, but I'm not going to for a month.
You taking a break?
I'm going to take a break and do a little cleanse.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do some navel gazing, man.
Maybe.
It's super fun when
really
you
look inside.
Do I have to go down to San Diego? Where's the nearest base?
That's
fun. Comedy is a fun thing.
It's a good time.
Toy around with.
Something.
You can slap that Elvis Costello book if you really need
I'll
to.
Find his knee.
Jackie, you mentioned, because I saw some Girl Scouts today, and they were really business savvy. They had rented one of those pop-up
mm-hmm.
tents.
Yeah.
And they had a mom with them, but they were so organized and so
cute. In front
cute.
Of something? Or?
And they said, "Would you like any cookies today?" And I my girlfriend with me, she had just bought 4 boxes. And so I said, "She just bought some." And they interrupted me and they said, "Well, thank you for supporting the Girl Scouts."
Oh.
And I was like, "Oh, man. Okay, I guess I..."
We'll have 2 more boxes.
Yes, yeah. I should have bought some. I don't want them. I don't want them. I don't want
them. You don't want them.
I don't want cookies. That's what they don't know about me is I'm not with
you should have screamed that right in their face.
I don't want you
fucking cookies.
I don't care
if
you're...
I don't have to have.
I had
door-to-door little.
Girl Scout.
Ooh.
Door-to-door Girl Scout. The mom and dad were... they had a wagon full of Girl Scout cookies. On Super Bowl Sunday, we're going door-to-door.
Brilliant.
The wagon decorated with balloon animals.
Oh, that's cute.
And the little brother... desperately wanting in on it, but not a Girl Scout.
No.
So it was just kind of hopping around behind the door as hanging left here.
That's why I like the Girl Scouts. They probably would allow that little brother to be in. Because the Boy Scouts or the Cub Scouts are very, they're like
a little more
homophobic. They won't let, remember they don't, I don't think they let gay kids in.
Do you guys want to meet Larry? Here's my 7-Eleven.
Hey, Larry. Hey, buddy.
Ding Dong, I just finished recording a Dork Forest.
Uh-huh.
And about the Spanish
Ding Dong
invasion,
was the door. That's the doorbell.
That's the doorbell. That's space work. That's audio space work, you guys.
Nice.
It's hard to do on an
so
audio.
I still have,
oh, you were calling us
over.
Ding Dongs.
And so I answer the door, and it is an adorable, like, 6 or 7-year-old.
Mm.
And hang right here.
Okay.
So the kid... I was like, well, I don't know. There's an adorable tiny child with a Girl Scout uniform. I don't know how to say no to that.
Right.
And my guest, Sovereign Sire?
Sovereign Sire, oh, yeah.
Yes.
She was she was like, oh, I don't know how you would turn it down. And the mom just grinned and the little boy danced.
Aww.
And I bought 4 boxes because she didn't have change for 20, but she probably did.
Can I guess your flavors?
Yep.
Jackie Cation would absolutely do Thin Mint.
Ah, the Rumplemans gave it away.
She's putting them in the blender. Remember
right.
How it used to be.
Hang on.
And then I bet you would go for a Samoa.
Is that what they're called?
The caramel chocolate.
Yeah,
caramel
that's the kind
coconut.
Andy likes. So, yeah. Samosa? That's what I called it.
Samosas or Samoa? Yeah.
Samoa?
And
Hawaiian? Are they?
Yeah. Not to be confused with Samoans.
They're
exactly.
They're larger.
They're huge.
And according to a lot of racism, quick to anger. These cookies.
Long hair.
Not my racism.
Really? Not yours.
No,
others.
I've never
you're
even...
just
my racism
secondhand.
Says super huggable. My racism says they're nice folks.
Did you do a do-si-do?
I didn't.
So wait, just those two?
Those two.
Oh, 2 boxes of each?
2 boxes of each.
I'm sorry. Did I get
you
both guesses it. Exactly
yeah,
right?
You stuck the lid.
That's my new thing. I will tell you what cookie you like from the Girl Scouts. I'll do it.
You know what? Have you thought about a little side job
where I get a tent next to the
you.
Girl Scouts
yeah,
outside of the grocery store?
And you're like, let me tell you what you're going to get.
You plug in a crystal ball.
And I'll just start screaming lemon cream at people as they walk up.
and like the crucible. You can just point and yell the kind of cookie they would like.
Jackie... We just, basically, this is do you need to run an errand?
Yeah.
That's what just
yeah,
happened.
This is exactly what
it's
happened.
It's not as catchy, but I know
well,
you have a show, and
I
didn't want to make you late.
But here's
oh, right.
Here's the weird thing, is I need a ride to the airport, but I wouldn't ask anyone to drive me to the airport for a 10 a.m. flight to LAX from here.
Because
then you would have to get me there around 8:30,
right.
And then come back up the 405.
Don't do that
insane.
To us.
We've been doing fewer LAX rides. It was part of our original, I call it mission statement, but I wish I could say something else.
well, Andy told me that he would drive me because Andy always drives me. I mean, we've been together too long for him still to be picking me up at the airport. Don't you think?
No.
If
never.
Anything, that's he's legally bound to
at
doing that.
100%. Because
Burbank.
What
Burbank.
Better way? Well, Burbank. But LAX, that's a test of your love.
It's a total test of my love.
It's how you know.
You know what? I every single time I say, I can take the flyaway. Every single time. You guys know about the flyaway? $10. And they drop you off.
So nice. But then you have to wait for them to pick up every other person in Los Angeles County.
Yeah.
You don't. You have to go to the flyaway, and they like to change the way you pay for it. Sometimes it's cash. Sometimes it's a credit card. Sometimes they only take debit cards. Sometimes you have to bring a chicken. It's bad. It's really bad.
With the feet sticking out.
Right. And it used to be like $2, which, of course, is absurd, a ride from Van Nuys to the airport.
Yeah.
And now it's $8, which is still pretty decent.
How do they make money off of that?
I think it's subsidized by the U.S. government somehow.
Oh, I see.
I think Bernie Sanders has something to do with it,
yeah, I've walked, you can walk a mile from my house and get on the city bus, and it's $1, and they take you to LAX, but there's too many things that might go wrong.
Variables.
It's
very
risky.
Too many knives.
Yes, too many.
Plus the walking.
Yeah,
with
all my luggage and my T-shirt, you know, my koozies, my, my coasters,
the bumper stickers,
the limited edition posters.
Yes,
I have the most merch. By the way, I have as a stand-up comic. I don't know anyone who has more items than I do and sells less stuff. But I like to bring a lot of different choices. For people
it's about choice these days. It's about choices.
It's,
you're smart.
And then somebody likes to always come up and say, "Do you have them in like a women's cut?" Do I? Am I American Apparel? What just happened? I don't.
You just pull out some scissors and cut the shirt up right in front of them.
Here you go.
Throw scissors at me.
There you go.
Throw it in the air and toss a switchblade at it.
What's your show tonight?
I'm doing, it's after the Super Bowl. It's called the Nerd Bowl. I don't know what it means. All I know is that Flappers asked me if I knew any nerds, and I was like, yeah, I do.
Sure do.
And I said, Dan Telfer. And
yes.
So he's
going to
catch the other team of nerds.
Oh, cool.
And then I don't know who else is on the show, but I told him a bunch of comics that are complete dorks. And
what are you doing, like a quiz bowl thing, like trivia or
I don't know.
Just comics?
I assume I'm planning on doing my act. I thought, what the heck?
Of course, that's what you should do. Yes.
Sometimes there's those homework shows, though, that you have to come and do a whole different act.
I did Largo the other. It was Bring the Rock, and I catered my whole set to this Van Halen moment that I had, and But then everyone else kind of did their material and ended with a thing.
Yeah,
was right.
And I was like, man, I really wish I'd done that.
Yeah.
Especially at Largo Apex.
I've only done Bring the Rock once as a person who knows my aim is true from Elvis Costello. You can imagine how it went. It didn't go well because I did try to talk about music and I don't know enough about it. I have, you know what's playing in K-Rock, K-Jackie right now? Is a song that Aaron Burr sings in the musical Hamilton.
Jackie!
That's the best.
It's the Aaron Burr solo.
He's got a lot of them, you guys.
That's great.
So, hey, thanks for the ride. I don't want to forget my coffee.
Yeah, please don't.
Thank you so much for being our Super Bowl guest.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, we did well.
We did it. We got it done.
Thanks, guys.
Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, plugs.
I do stand-up comedy, and I have a podcast called The Dork Forest. Plus, I have the new podcast with Lori Kilmartin, where, little did I know, people have always wanted to hear me bitch about stand-up comedy with woman comic.
That's right.
So Lori Kilmartin on Nerdist.
Oh, that sounds...
What's it called? Lori and Jackie?
The Jackie and Lori Show. I didn't name it.
That's a great idea.
She always calls it The Jackie and Lori Show, and I always call it The Lori and Jackie Show.
Oh, see, because you're both not selfish.
That's right.
We give and we give. And then we talk about how women comics give too much. This guy's doing laps. That's my neighbor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's nervous about the game.
he might be. We're down to the wire.
All right. Well, I'm going to drive to Flappers, you guys. I got to go get my car out of Hock. But thanks for driving
of
me to
course.
Start.
Of thank
course.
Of course.
Thank you,
Jackie.
Thank you
for doing our podcast, Jackie. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.